delighted to be joined by Team Scotland's Stephen Clegg, MBE, who's just finished the 50 metres freestyle final and is standing in front of me with the gold medal around his neck. It's a daft question, Stephen, but how are you feeling right now?
Remarkable. This is the best feeling I've had in 2 years. There's a lot of ups and downs with the last 2 years of training. You know, a lot of points where I didn't want to keep going and a lot of points where I doubted myself, and I knew I wanted to keep going. You know, I said to myself in Paris that I had more, and you know, I wanted to go to LA and go down swinging. It might be my last game, so I wanted to give it everything, and this injury put a spanner in the works of that prep. You know, I was in a great mindset after Paris, and then this injury just threw everything in the bin. So,
well, you're telling me on Friday night that that's maybe your swan song, and then you've just romped to gold. It was quite the finish, a really strong finish from you. What's next?
You know, it's all eyes to LA now. Yeah, I think if this Games wasn't here, I wouldn't be doing LA. You know, there's been a lot of talk in social media about why we have the Commonwealth Games, and I think for athletes like me, it's like, especially senior athletes who have such long four-year cycles, it's tough to see the finish line from that far away. And at 28 years old in Paris, like, this was the only reason why I wanted to sort of, or I was willing to sort of commit to a four-year cycle, other than the fact that I thought I had more. But it's a lot of pain to go through for 4 years without any sort of stepping stone or sort of miles target in the middle that you can strive towards. And I think the fact that it was a home games just obviously adds to that. And it was, for me, in the chapters of my career, it's going to be as big as my first gold in Paris. It's certainly as emotional. You know, I was tearing up on the podium, and to have my family in the crowd to be able to celebrate, and my girlfriend to be able to celebrate that with, is an experience like no other.
Another epic crowd tonight as well.
Always an epic crowd in Scotland. You know, I was saying it's a small venue, but it feels like it's a 15,000 seater out there. You know, they make some noise, and what makes me really proud to be Scottish is the fact that they don't just cheer for Scotland, they cheer for everyone, and they make a lot of noise for everyone. And they make a lot of noise even when the front runners are done. And, you know, in para sport, you can get some people swimming up a few classes, so they're naturally going to be a little bit behind the front runners, and they cheer until that last stroke. And no, I felt so much pride to be representing the country than I have to be representing Scotland at this Games.
I can't take my eyes off your gold medal. Is it a badge for our blind and partially sighted listeners? Is it heavy?
It's got a little bit of weight to it. It's, you know, it's quite tactile, which I really like.
Yeah.
So it's got some nice sharp edges. Obviously, normal traditional medals are quite just circular, and there's not really that much detail. The only other medal I've had that's as this tactile is the Paris one, which I think is great. And I know the designer put a lot of thought behind recipients with visual impairments, so I think that was really special. And, you know, it's got a bit of braille on it, and then it's got the Finiston crane, which you can feel, which is awesome as well. So, you know, I really appreciate that there's consideration for our visually impaired athletes.
Now, just lastly, you're obviously a trailblazer for para swimming, but for any blind or partially sighted youngsters that listen to this, what advice would you give them if they want to give swimming a go?
I think give it a go. You know, like, I did a meeting with RNIB a while ago, and I got called out because I talked about the importance of sport and trying to strive for your best. And I got called out saying, well, what if someone doesn't want to be Stephen Clegg, a gold medalist, you know? And you know what? Sport isn't healthy, especially. It's really, really challenging, and you say some very nasty things to yourself a lot. So, but I think former sport isn't healthy. Sport on a grassroots level and a participation level is extremely healthy. As a teenager and as a young 20-year-old, I had a lot of demons, had a lot of self-doubts, specifically around my visual impairment, and I walked very small in this world because I felt small because of my visual impairment. And swimming gave me the confidence to stand much taller, and I think even as I go into my 30s, I'm still getting more and more confident. And I don't even think it has to be sport. I think it can be anything. I think just pursue something that gives you joy, whether that's art, music, sport, yeah, reading, whatever it is.
A nod to your brother as well. It must have been brilliant having him compete alongside you as well.
He's done remarkable. I think he's probably a little bit disappointed he didn't make a podium. You know, that's what every athlete strives for. But it's been 14 years since his last international experience. So it's tough to sort of be in that crowd of that consistent experience. You know, I've had 10 years of international crowds to sort of warm up and get ready for moments like this. And if you're not ready, it can sort of work against you. So I think he should be really proud of the work he's put in. I've really struggled with 16 months off to sort of get that fitness back, and he's done it with a lot more time out of the water. So hats off to him and the work he's done, and he should be very proud of his achievements.
Well, listen, congratulations once again.
Thank you so much.
Stephen Clegg, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.